Outside St. Albans Episcopal Church in Davidson, an occasional car passes by on streets that feature homes, a small park, and retail shops. In the midst of this upscale suburban scene, a certain newcomer stands out. The life-sized figure rests under a blanket on a bench near the curb with only its feet protruding. Something about those feet begin to reveal the mystery. This is Canadian artist Timothy Schmalz's Homeless Jesus. Davidson resident Mary Harden stops to ponder the piece.
Humbling. Very humbling. I think it's a beautiful piece and a message that is very much needed today. I think that sometimes faith gets too extravagant in its display, and it's just a reminder of the roots of the religion itself.
The bronze sculpture was a gift to St. Albans in memory of a church member who helped start the town of Davidson's public art program. Another passerby who is visiting from New Jersey says the sculpture is impressive but inappropriate for Davidson.
I think the sculpture is very nice but would be more appropriate, in my mind, in a larger, more populated area rather than a small, intimate town setting.
The rector at St. Albans Episcopal, Father David Buck, agrees the statue is out of place. And, he says, that's by design.
The homeless Jesus represents the marginalized of society. It's art. And I believe that art is intrinsically related to spirituality, secular or religious art. But this one is a no-brainer. It's Jesus. You can tell it's Jesus by the holes in the feet. And we are an affluent community, to be honest. And so it serves to remind us in our church that, yes, we love our beautiful building, but ultimately our faith expresses itself as care for the needy.
How do you hope that this work of art will speak to the community around St. Albans?
The idea behind the art, the donor's idea, it was a gift to the Davidson town, not just to our church. So we wanted it to be displayed where people would see it and not in some private garden. And we are not trying at all to impose our values on anyone. We wanted it to be art for our beloved town of Davidson, accessible and visible and interactive.
And what reactions to this piece are you hearing?
It's mixed. It's primarily favorable, but I understand some people, understandably, are concerned, some neighbors here at St. Albans Square, and they have every right to their disagreement because it jolts you when you see it, especially at dusk. If you walk by, you think there's a homeless man out there. That's what good art does. It jolts us, makes us think.
Is this a permanent installation where it now sits?
Absolutely, yes. It's all one piece of sculpture. It's bolted down, and we want it to be a permanent fixture on our campus and for the Davidson community. For 50, 100 years, someone taking a walk can sit down. And even if the sculpture doesn't jolt them because of its content, I suppose, as the song goes, they could have a little talk with Jesus, which I intend to do.
Other casts of the Homeless Jesus sculpture were considered for placement at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York and another Roman Catholic cathedral in Toronto. Church higher-ups reportedly nixed those plans, but Pope Francis pronounced a blessing on the sculpture at the Vatican. For WFAE News, I'm Mark Rumsey in Davidson.